Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Hy-Vee dietitian Melissa Boncher about snacking healthy during the Super Bowl.
So with the Super Bowl being this weekend, lots of people are having parties and stuff like that and buying lots and lots of food. Not all of it is healthy. What would you recommend for people to maybe have some snacks at their parties or even eating before or after as far as healthy choices for the Super Bowl is concerned?
Yes, that's a really great question. It's actually going to be a very exciting weekend, one that we should be able to have fun with and enjoy. I do have some tips for you. I recommend that this weekend, not being the weekend that you skip your workout, you want to make sure to get a good workout in. Even if you really aren't into exercising, even just going for a really nice walk, just getting some sort of physical activity in. Secondly, before the festivities begin, I would recommend eating a small snack, for example, like some Greek yogurt with fruit or a handful of nuts, maybe some crackers with some peanut butter, something that is maybe 200 calories or less, but kind of keeps you satisfied so you don't overeat.
As far as snacks for the game itself, I think of like chicken wings and stuff like that as a pretty popular food while people are watching the game. Are there some like more healthy options that people should think about?
Yes, great question. I'm glad you brought up the chicken wings because I have this amazing recipe for, have you heard of buffalo style cauliflower wings?
Cauliflower wings?
Yes. So it's made with the chunks of cauliflower. So you get the spice and the flavor without the fat. So that's a really great option if you guys are looking to do something different, or if you wanted to try making your own chicken wings, I would recommend taking the skin off, not having the skin on the chicken wing, and then baking them instead of frying them. So that's another option. Another good tip is lots of dips on that day. I would recommend going with, you know, your veggie options, making sure that the dip is low fat. A lot of those dips, you can use a low-fat Greek yogurt or cottage cheese in place of the sour cream, so you can do that kind of a thing, too.
Is sour cream really, is that kind of not very good for you? Should you go for dips that are, you mentioned the low-fat dips, but is there, like, sour cream dips and then, like, another kind of dip that would be better for people that has a different base?
Most dips are either going to have one or a combination of sour cream cheese, and mayonnaise. So if you're going to stick with the originals, I would recommend at least choosing a lower fat option. Or like I said, Greek yogurt can be used in place of some of those items without compromising taste. And then also pureeing cottage cheese is another option, and that gives you some protein.
Okay. I haven't heard of pureeing cottage cheese before, so that sounds like it would be a good choice. What are some foods that people should most definitely avoid eating if they don't want to gain a lot of weight over one day?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily recommend avoiding one thing. I guess I just, again, getting your workout in, eating a snack before so you don't feel the urge to overeat. I would kind of survey what's available to begin with and then kind of choose from there what looks good to you. Maybe making a rule for yourself that you may have a little bit of everything but no seconds. Or if you're still hungry, then choose fruits or veggies. Not centering yourself right near the food table, kind of, you know, centering yourself more towards the TV, those kinds of ideas. I wanted to remind everybody that beverages do count and, you know, enjoy yourself, and it's okay to have a beverage or two, but just remember that does contribute to your calorie intake.
All right, as far as beverages are concerned, that's definitely something that people are going to drink a lot of, beer, pop, that sort of thing. Should they be drinking diet pop, light beer, or does it really not matter that much? Or what sort of beverages should people be drinking?
If a person chooses to have alcoholic beverages that day, I would certainly, again, recommend limiting it to just a couple, and then not forgetting about water, so alternating with water in between.
You were just mentioning something called sweet potato nachos. What is that? Are there any other, like, sort of creative recipes that people can try for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, so, you know, nachos tend to be a staple when it comes to Super Bowl party foods, and I came across this amazing recipe for sweet potato nachos. And so instead of using chips, you use slices of toasted sweet potato, and you load it with your favorite toppings, and it's delicious, and it kind of satisfies that craving for nachos.
It's kind of like sweet nachos, then.
Yeah, but not really tasting. It doesn't really taste sweet.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Melissa Boncher. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.